Mr. Klein.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Mr. President.
I wanted to tell you, you know, that his administrative assistant was talking to Timmons, and Baker was indicating some discontent with regard to. I don't know whether I'm not suggesting this is correct, but at least it's what Baker feels, that he's not been able to have the discussions with you, et cetera, that he would have liked, and apparently he had one time you were supposed to get together, and then you had to be out of town or something of that sort. What I just wanted to tell you was that, nobody here, remember our conversation, having any discussion at all with Baker, which I think is proper, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Now the point is, on the other hand, Baker wants and does need some, contact, and it seems to me that you're the man.
One long conversation with him, Mr. President, and I...
You did, I see.
...made myself available to him a dozen times,
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, goddamn him, he's running here and he's running there, and he's just awfully hard to get his hands on him, but the last time I met was before and then after that conference that I had with him and Urban, in which I said, Howard, I want you to feel free to call me. You know, one problem that he's got in his goddamn mind... afraid to talk to anybody on the telephone.
He's
bugged. And I said, Howard, you're not being bugged.
Why, of course not.
No, but that's one of his problems, and then he's also busy, and then he really hasn't focused on this problem.
Yeah.
But I think as a result of our last meeting that we really don't have much of a problem.
Well, this was raised today with Timmons.
No kidding.
By his administrative assistant.
God damn him.
So I just the point is that
a little
we see we're counting on you to be the man there, Dick.
Sure.
And I want to keep everybody else out of this. And so
myself in a position.
And and I told Baker my specific. I said, all right, now who do you want to talk to? He said, Kleindienst. I said, fine, he's the man. And so I left at that. And then he's running down
another
here.
Another belly aching, crying senator now. The little son of a bitch.
Yeah.
He has no real reason to say that or to feel that way, Mr. President.
Let me suggest this. Why don't you get him on the phone and get him down and say, look, you've heard some of this business. He's also a line that he's taking now that he doesn't have any contact at the White House. And, of course, he didn't want that. That's not his fault. That's not our fault. I mean, we'd be delighted, except that it would not be the right thing. On the other hand, contact with you is essential so that you can give him a little guidance on various things.
Part of the irritation might be is that, he gave me a lot of ideas on what he thought you ought to do, and then I said, the President's already made some decisions in that.
Yeah, his idea that he wanted everybody to come down in public session.
And I said, Howard, now that the President has already decided that, and we've got the facts, let you and I figure out a way that we're going to implement it.
That's right.
Other
ways, so forth. We'll keep in touch with you, Dick, basically through Dean, which is the best way. What can be worked out with the committee and that sort of thing, within our guidelines. But then I think you've really got to be the Baker handholder, if you will. That's a hell of a tough job, but if you have to have him move in with you, I do it.
I'll babysit the son of a bitch 24 hours a day.
That's right. Get his wife out of the way and keep him in.
Mr. President, let me just talk to you for a second about Pat Gray. Finished a conversation with Jim Eastman.
Yeah, I understand they're going to postpone, or as I heard, for 2 weeks.
The thing is, the whole goddamn thing pretty much hangs on Mac Mathias. But Eastman has some questions in his own mind, whether if they got him out of that committee...
Get him on the floor. Get him passed, I know.
I think they could get him passed.
Right, I know. Right, right.
Pat wanted to go in the Second Circuit. Lowell Weicker wants him to go on it.
I
asked him. I said, suppose that we all conclude that we can't get Pat through. Evidently, I'm not prepared to say that right now.
Sure, I understand.
But suppose that we shot him out on the floor and they had a vote and he was rejected. And then suppose that we wanted to put him on the Second Circuit. He said, I think that would hurt him, with respect to the Second Circuit. So I think it gives a slightly added dimension to the problem. I really am not prepared to accept Eason's point of view on whether he can win on the floor, because Jim hasn't told the senators, he hasn't talked to them.
Yeah.
But the process of doing that...
Wally Johnson, apparently down here, feels it's negative at the moment, but for whatever that's worth. But he could be wrong.
No, we...
He's probably...
And I think... think that's partly responsible for his problem, Mr. Frank.
Yeah, some of the, you know, is open. I mean, I understand you were as shocked as some as I was when those raw files were all going to be made available to the committee.
You know, and the thing that hacked me off a little bit about that, he knew generally what I was going to propose to the Irvin committee, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he generally knew that. And then
Before he testified.
But Pat is getting a little introspective about this, you know.
Yeah, well, people do that.
Yeah, I understand that. It's awfully difficult to resist.
With Weicker, did you work that thing out with him?
No problem.
But he's still written a letter, you know.
I know, but he was very nice about it on the telephone. He said, well...
When did you talk to him?
Yesterday. For about an hour on the goddamn telephone. Lowell said, if you're telling me that this is just a once-only policy of the Bureau because of the Watergate case, it's not going to be extended to anybody else, I have no problems. And I said, I can assure you that this is a once-only exception, even on this limited basis with the Irvin Committee and the Judiciary Committee. At that point, he said, fine.
Once only in what respect,
well,
you mean?
Well, once only that I would even let the chairman of the committee, the party leader, and the two counsel look at him.
Yeah.
We've never done that before, and we never will do it again.
No, you don't. You never have done it before. No, that even goes further, right?
Yeah.
We're doing it in order to be just as clear. Yeah. All right, then let's leave it this way. You'll handle Baker now, huh? You'll babysit him starting, Mike, like in about 10 minutes?
Just like he's a brother.
All right.
I'll call him when I put the phone.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.